It's official. The Tour de France has ended in Paris, and Alberto Contador has finished first. Lance Armstrong came out of retirement to return to the race this year. He came in third. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been following the race for the past 3 weeks and joins us from Paris. Eleanor, it's been long. It's been grueling. There weren't any big surprises today. So what was the mood on the Champs-Élysées?
Well, you said it. It has been long and grueling, and I'm not even a cyclist. The mood was fantastic. I mean, there was just tens of thousands of people, you know, packed on the Champs-Élysées Boulevard, one of Paris's most beautiful streets. And the helicopters overhead and the cyclists, they whizzed by 8 times. So it's a real show at the end, and people are screaming, and you got the loudspeakers and the big screens up. So it was quite a spectacle. Really nice.
Yes. Lance Armstrong finished third. It put him on the podium. But has he said anything about Contador?
So far, you know what he has said about Contador is he said Contador was the best rider this year. And Lance Armstrong has given a stunning performance because, like you said, he was on that podium in third place on the Champs-Élysées, and that's what he was going for. And he showed a new side of himself this year. He has got an image of sort of being arrogant and out for himself. This year, he admitted that Contador was better. They battled it out in the Alps, and he supported him after that. So he's got this, you know, human side now, a team side, team player. He was also a lot more approachable. He would talk to fans, sign autographs. He did interviews. So he's sort of changed his image in Europe, where he was seen as, you know, just out for himself and arrogant. He's got a new image now. And plus, he did an incredible job. He's going to be 38 years old in a couple of weeks. He's been in retirement for 3.5 years. He comes back and he's on the podium. That's phenomenal. And you could, the whole time I followed it, the French sports announcers, you could see they couldn't believe it. They were very impressed. And a couple of people even said this is more impressive than his 7 Tour wins.
What's next for the new Mr. Lance Armstrong?
Well, the new Mr. Lance Armstrong has gotten a new team together with the sponsorship of Radio Shack, and his coach, John Brunel from Astana, is going to come with him, an American team. He's coming back next year to ride in the Tour with his own team, with his supportive riders. And, you know, with the right team, he could do very well next year. He could win, and it would be even more exciting because he and Alberto Contador won't be on the same team, so they won't have to cooperate. They can really compete till the end.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thank you so much.
Leanne, great to be with you.
You're listening to NPR News.